Revolutionaries in Yemen are holding nationwide protests against the government today after a similar event ended in bloodshed. The protesters accuse the government of rampant corruption and mishandling the economy. They are demanding that President Abdrabbu Mansour Hadi and his government step down. A day earlier, government troops opened fire on revolutionaries while they were marching on the prime minister's office. In the capital, Sana'a, the clashes have left at least 7 people dead and over 100 others injured. Tuesday's violence broke out when demonstrators attempted to set up camps near the premier's office after the leader of Houthis called for the escalation of the protests. Our correspondent Yusuf Mowry joins us now on the line from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, to bring us up to speed on the situation regarding the fresh demonstrations and also about the aftermath of what took place yesterday on the streets of Sana'a. Yusuf, are you with us?
The Houthi spokesperson, he's basically come out and said in a statement after the 7 protesters were killed yesterday. He basically saying that the Yemeni government is basically showing the Yemeni people and showing the peaceful protesters that peaceful methods, peaceful procedures for change in Yemen's political affairs is simply not acceptable, and will instead face those legitimate demands, those legitimate peaceful demands, with live bullets, as we have seen yesterday. Now, for the past 4 weeks now, we have seen these anti-government protests and anti-government activities within the capital, Sana'a, and within also the outskirts of the Yemeni capital, and they have been fairly peaceful. However, that does not seem to stop the Yemeni government and security forces from meeting these protesters with live force, as we have seen yesterday and the day before that, where the security forces were ordered by certain authoritarian members in power to crack down on the protesters in an attempt to quell this Houthi-led popular uprising, which is calling for the resignation of the Yemeni government and calling on the government to reinstate fuel subsidies by 100%. Now, the Houthi spokesperson also says that the live bullets and the killing of peaceful protesters will simply not quell the demands of the protesters and will instead fuel more demands. And what he means by that is now the protesters are taken to the streets in many different provinces as well as in the Yemeni capital, and they're calling for the prosecution of those who played a role in the crackdown of the peaceful protesters. And they're calling on President Abdrabbu Mansour Hadi to take immediate action now before the revolution is forced to adopt new measures to protect the revolution and the demands of the Yemeni people. So Houthi officials feel that this current Yemeni government is trying to mislead the peaceful revolution into an arms conflict, because they feel that if they are able to instigate a civil war, then the legitimate demands of the protesters will be discredited after a civil war sparks here in the Yemeni capital between the Houthis and the Yemeni government.
Thank you very much, Yusuf Mowry, our correspondent, joining us from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a.